Just sit back, relax. Going to take an interesting little journey today, a request for a particular transformation of both mind and body. And this can be very easy and simple to do, as long as you're willing, as long as you desire this effect, as long as you want this to happen, then it can very easily happen without any difficulties whatsoever. I want you, before we begin, to conjure up an image in your mind, to conjure up the image of a fox girl. Whether this image be the ever popular ears and tail combination, or whether it be the full on claws, fangs, fur all over the body, either is fine. Either can be done very easily, very effortlessly, because it is what you desire more than anything. It is what you yourself want and need and crave. Conjure up that image before we begin. Take a moment if you have to, because that image is what you are going to become. Conjure up the image of the fox girl that you wish to be. The perfect fox girl, submissive. To be happy, to be playful, to be contented, and not have to worry about everyday life, so that you can use the time that you are a fox girl to feel happy, to feel that stress flowing right out of you, to let your mind be nice and blank for a while. So wonderful, so relaxing, so much better sometimes to be in that mindset, because as to that of a human mindset, you don't have as many worries, you don't have as many cares. Whereas in the fox girl mindset, you only have to worry about what makes you feel good, about yourself. And that's what this effect, this trigger, will be about. It will be all about you, so that you don't have to worry about anything at all. And I want you to begin this session with a simple breathing exercise. Now that you've conjured up that image, try to let that image become a bit more vivid as you breathe, as we do each of these exercises. Just in a moment, I want you to take a deep breath. I will let you know when to. When you do, I'm going to ask you to hold that breath. You'll find you can do so very easily, very effortlessly, while I count down all the way to zero. Each time that you hold that breath and release that breath when I say zero, you will feel that relaxation taking over. Feel every bit of stress and tension leaving your body, as if you were exhaling it out into a physical form, as if almost breathing out a gas. You might be able to imagine that stress and tension as a gas-like substance that you could just breathe out and get rid of from your body. I want you to begin now. Go ahead and take in that first deep breath all the way in and hold it. 3, 2, 1, and 0. Release. That's right. Just let it all out. Let all that stress and tension out. Imagine breathing out that gas as it just floats away up into the air, away from your body. feeling so relaxed already. I know that you are. It feels so good. I want you to take this second deep breath. Breathing in right now. And hold it for me. 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Exhale. That's right. That's right. Very good. Such a good job. Doing so well. Notice how good the air feels, the relaxing air feels as you breathe it in. On this last and final deep breath that we're going to take, fill up your lungs all the way. Breathe in as deeply as you can and exhale out completely. Breathe in now and hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Exhale. That's right. All the way out, all the way down, deeper and deeper, wonderfully relaxed. We're going to take this time now, as you've exhaled and felt very good, to notice just how much more vivid that image of the fox girl has become in your mind. That relaxation helps it so much more to become so much more real, as if you're looking across the room or sitting across directly from that fox girl. Imagine sitting across from them. You might even start to imagine them taking on the form of you, with the tail, the ears, whatever features you like, whatever features that you desire most, those will appear. And now, as we go a little bit deeper, I want to show you an induction, a very powerful induction that was created by myself and a friend. I want you to simply think of your hands, thinking of how they affect us in day-to-day life. Most people have one the hand that they use more than the other. Most people have what we call a dominant hand. However, for this session, we do not need dominance, my dear. We simply need to tap into your submissive side and that relaxation that follows after tapping into it. So, instead, we can focus on the opposite hand. Whichever hand that may be, but the opposite of your dominant hand, we'll actually call this one the submissive hand for this session. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to lift up that submissive hand. You're only going to lift it up a couple inches, either above your lap if you're sitting, or above the surface that you're laying on if you're laying down. You only need to hold it a few inches. Because there's a very interesting detail about this induction that I'm going to let you know about once you lift it. Decide which hand you would consider to be your submissive hand. And now slowly lift it up. Only a few inches just above your lap or the surface you're laying on. Either is fine. And I want you to know, now that you have done so, now that you have entered my realm, that we've begun this hypnotic induction. As long as your hand stays up and away from the surface below it, that you will remain awake, obviously not in trance. But the interesting detail is that once that hand drops down and touches the surface below it, that you will drop into a very deep, relaxing, hypnotic trance. As long as your hand stays up and away from the surface that's below it, you'll be perfectly awake, alert of all things going on around you. But the moment, the instant, the second that your hand touches the surface below it, you'll drop into a nice, deep, relaxing trance where we can make some pleasurable changes to your mind. I don't want you to drop it just yet. Try to keep it up as long as you can. That way, you'll go much, much deeper by the time that it does drop, sweetie. So I want you to notice a wave of relaxation that has started at your feet. Let that begin to course up your feet, as if imagining a pair of soft, strong hands washing, caressing, massaging your feet. They're going to slowly work their way up your entire body, and with each spot that they touch, every spot on your body that they touch, that spot is going to relax completely and totally, almost melting at the touch of the massage that they're about to feel. Even right now, you can notice and feel just how relaxed your feet have started to become as those hands slide up to your ankles, sliding up a little bit higher, maybe to your calves. Feeling so wonderful now. Those calves absolutely relaxed, peaceful. You're also going to notice just how warm they're becoming, as if someone could wrap around a blanket around them, like snuggling into a sleeping blanket. As those hands keep massaging up your calves, your legs, your thighs, your hips, everything that they touch just melts and relaxes instantly and effortlessly, without any contribution on your part whatsoever. It just happens, sweetie. So gently rushes up around your tummy. Oh, it feels good. Up your back, around your shoulders. Oh, especially there. Those shoulders can get up so much tension and stress. Just let those hands massage it right out of you. You've already breathed out so much that was inside of you. Let it get rid of the last little bits of tension and stress. Very good. And now, notice that relaxation. Before it flows down into your hands, it starts to flow up your neck, up into your head, over the top of your scalp and down your face. That relaxation washing over your eyebrows, your eyelids, your nose, cheeks, lips, chin, jaw, your ears, everything. And if your eyelids haven't closed by now, just allow them to. Just allow them to close and feel very good as they do. You're going to notice now that that relaxation continues flowing back down your neck. It joins in once again with the relaxation in your shoulders and begins to flow down your arms. That's right, over your biceps. So warm. Your elbows, your forearms, your wrist, your hands, all the way to the tips of your fingers. I want you to notice now just how much heavier that your submissive hand has become. Keep trying to hold it up just a little bit more, sweetie. Just a little bit more. As I count back down from 10 to 0, you'll find that at 0, your hand just drops. You can let it drop and touch the surface below it. You know what happens when it does. 10, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed as those hands keep massaging, they don't stop. 9, just feeling so good, so wonderful. 8, happy, contented, at peace with the world. 7, that's right, feeling so good. 6, 5, heavier and heavier, more and more relaxed. 4, deeper, deeper. 3, that hand becoming oh so heavy right now, you almost can't hold it up anymore. 2, try a little bit longer. 1, almost there, just let that hand drop now at 0. Sleep, sleep, deeper, deeper sleep. Just let that hand rest. Let the heaviness begin to wash back to each of those spots where the relaxation has come across. Almost as if the reverse was happening, whereas the relaxation started and ended in your hands. It can go back up and just let your whole body feel so wonderfully relaxed and heavy. That heaviness pulls you down, takes you deeper and deeper and deeper, below the deep, deep, dark depths of trance, almost flowing down into that comfortable darkness. Just let yourself drift even deeper as I count back down once more. Relax completely. 10, 9, deeper, deeper. 8, 7, the deeper you go, the better you feel. 6, 5, and the better you feel, the deeper you go. 4, 3, in a never-ending spiral of depth and relaxation and pleasure. 2, and 1. Night-night, sweetie. 0. Sleep. Deeper, deeper. All the way down. Sleep. In deepest trance. Feeling so wonderful, so relaxed. You may notice that those hands are still massaging, but if they've stopped, that's perfectly alright. Because now you notice that you've settled down into that picture that you imagined earlier, into that scene that you conjured into your mind of looking across the way to see the perfect fox girl sitting across from you. You notice now in your mind's eye that you are the one looking out and seeing that you are directly sitting across from a fox girl. You notice all the perfect features that she has. You notice how happy she is, how much she's smiling, how good she feels. It's so evident in her face, in her posture. And you notice as well that you're not just looking across at a fox girl. You look up and notice the edges of the mirror that you've been looking into this whole time. That's right, sweetie. That mirror that you've been staring into, looking at this fox girl, is a reflection of you. It's a wonderful reflection. Whenever someone says, fox girl now. Whenever someone says, fox girl now. You notice that those features have been applied to you. That picture has reflected onto your body. The features that you've desired, the ears, the tail, maybe even the fangs, the eyes especially. Ooh, a very good feature of a fox girl is those beautiful, slanted eyes. The ones that observe her prey, anyone that she's looking at, she can observe them completely. And it shows just how good she is, how good she feels. That warm smile creeping across your face now, as you have relaxed down into the perfect form of a fox girl, while you are in this mindset, which is induced from anyone that you trust, that you yourself trust saying, fox girl now. Simply by hearing those words, you can allow yourself to drip right back down into the form of the perfect fox girl. But if anyone were to ever say, normal pet, normal, that word returns you to normal, easily and effortlessly. You'll find that the effects are so much more powerful if instead of saying now, if instead of saying fox girl now, if they said fox girl and then your name. Simply by saying fox girl in your name seems to make those features so much stronger, so much more real. In fact, you may even imagine yourself reaching up and touching one of the ears, maybe touching your tail, and you notice that those nerves have already connected into your body, and you can feel all the muscles in them, every twitch, every touch that they feel happens in your nerves. And the more that you're in this state, the more real it becomes, to the point that you do feel those ears, that tail, all those features. That whenever you look into a mirror while you are in this mindset, induced by anyone that you trust, saying Fox Girl and then your name, you'll find that even by looking into a mirror, you'll see all these features reflected back in that mirror. So that if anyone asked, what do you see? You could say, I see a Fox Girl. I see me, the Fox Girl. And you are a Fox Girl while you're in this mindset, happy, relaxed, without a care in the world except to serve and to make happy the person who has changed you into this form, to the person whom you trust. Now, your subconscious can always step in while you're in this mindset, should there be any suggestions given while you're in this mindset that you're not completely comfortable with. Your subconscious always watches out for you and helps take care of you no matter what the situation, whether you're in your normal mindset or whether you're in your Fox Girl mindset. You'll notice that your subconscious can step in easily and effortlessly if there's ever a suggestion or command given, when in either form or even while you're in trance, by anyone that you're not completely comfortable with. You can only accept suggestions if you're completely comfortable with them. So I invite you right now to decide if you're comfortable with this suggestion of being a Fox Girl. It's always an interesting fantasy to understand and experience, to drip back down into that wonderful, relaxing trance and feel just how good it is to let your mind become nice and blank for a while. But it is up to you to decide if you want to return back to this form in a wakeful mindset, to become a Fox Girl while you're awake and not just hypnotized. Becoming a Fox Girl does not mean going into trance. It means becoming relaxed and happy, whether you are hypnotized or whether you're awake and completely alert. You'll find that the Fox Girl mindset is very happy, very blissful, playful even, wanting to have fun. And that's the key thing about this and any kind of hypnotic induction session that you ever partake of, is you want it to be fun. And that's exactly what this will be, sweetie. You'll have lots and lots of fun. So playful, so energetic, ready to play. Maybe with your master, maybe with your mistress, whoever you deem worthy to play with, to have fun with. You'll do so. You'll have a good time to be nice and blank for a little while, without any thought on your mind other than being happy and relaxing. And should you desire for this suggestion to be full, you'll find that it sinks down to the deep, dark depths of your subconscious as I begin to wake you. The moment we start, you can let that suggestion become even more deeply ingrained into you. Counting up now with 1, feeling a little bit more alert and relaxed. 2, a little more refreshed. 3, that trigger completely down now, completely into your subconscious if you so desire. 4, like you just had the best nap of your life. Waking up now completely and totally at 5, wide awake now. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I know that I did. Your subconscious mind will remember all the suggestions given to you and carry them out to the complete and total extent that you desire. Come back again soon to my hypnotic realm, and we'll enjoy much, much more hypnotic adventures. Take care now and have a blessed day. Bye for now.